Hallelujah. Are you going to remember your Creator? Wow. Amazing. Lift your hands and pray for the spirit of revelation. Revelation. Lift your hands and pray for the spirit of revelation. Revelation. Thank you. First Samuel 22. Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, and invisible power in your life. That's the topic. Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, and invisible power in your life. Amen. Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, and invisible power working in your life. So I encourage you to have faith in the things you are hearing. And faith is obedience. And obedience is faith. And faith must be in the big things and in the little things. It's if you couldn't remember anything in the camp, I think faith in the little things perhaps is your take home jollof. Is that not so? And I could go on and on that, because it's perhaps the greatest blocker to hearing the word, because you dismiss or degrade or devalue things that are told to you without realizing it, that this is not so important. This is not a main thing. So even though you could easily do it, you don't do it because you downgrade its value psychologically in your mind, that it's not a big thing. So the man who was sent, the prophet who was sent, he went and did the big things. Then when the little one came, told him by an old prophet who was not walking in the same anointing that he was walking, who was rather impressed with his anointing, he rather did that one. You know, and I mean, it was just too bad. And there's so many things like that. Most of the time, it is the small things that are not working in our lives. Right, so faith is an unstoppable force. And that unstoppable, supernatural, invisible power is left out. You see, and faith is actually also a spirit. Faith is a spirit. Yes. Faith is a spirit. That's why the Bible says, we therefore having the spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith. So faith is also a spirit, you know. And you see, when you may have the principles of something, but if you don't have the spirit, you don't have something. So 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, having the same spirit of faith. Now, John 6:63 tells us, it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. You see, you are not empowered. The quickeneth is like makes things powerful. It's the spirit that quickeneth and brings some type of power. So when you don't have the spirit of the thing, that's why we can give you some instructions and you just say, Mina Kenke, what did they say I should do? But it's not from inside. And the spirit, you don't have the spirit of it. So, but it's the spirit that quickeneth or makes you powerful. So yeah, so they say this, they say this, they say this, they say this. But it's not deep. So you don't have the power. It's the spirit that quickeneth. So faith is, they say this, they say this, they say this. But it's not deep. So you don't have the power. It's the spirit that quickeneth. So faith is an unstoppable, invisible, supernatural power that works in a person when the person starts to do things. For faith is obedience. And obedience is your faith. Once you start to obey, a power comes. You don't even feel it, but a power starts to work. It just starts to work in your life. And that power is not working. Now, in 1 Samuel 22, we see in verse 2, It says, everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that had a problem in life, gathered themselves to David, and he became a captain of them. All right? And there were about 400. So all these discontented people gradually became mighty men, including people who killed giants, two giants, three giants, lion-like men. Well, David only killed one person, one Goliath, and that was it. When they were singing, David has killed 10,000, Saul has killed 1,000. It wasn't true. It's just Goliath that he killed. But they were making a whole thing out of it. You get what I'm saying? Yes. So, faith is a power. You have to believe. You have to obey things. You have to obey small things. Yes. People become rich by just obeying a small thing. Yes. Hebrews 4 and verse 2. It says that unto us the gospel was preached. So this man had preaching. This one listened to podcasts. This one had a message. But in Hebrews 4 verse 2, it says the way. In other words, it was not mixed with an unstoppable, supernatural, invisible power. So it's a word without supernatural power. Yes. Jeremiah 10:12. He has made the earth by his power. He has made what? The earth by his power. Hebrews 11, look at verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. God said, let there be. The world was made by faith. But Jeremiah 10:12 says that the earth was made by power. Yes, faith, power. He has made the earth by his power. When he said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be this, that was power. In Hebrews 11, from verse 1, it says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Verse 2, by it the others obtain a good report. Verse 3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, the earth was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4, obtain a good report. Verse 3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, the earth was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered God a more sacrifice, an excellent sacrifice. And he mentions everybody, what everybody did by faith. Everybody did something by faith. By faith, Abel was very powerful with sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was powerful. Invisible power was working in his life. Isn't it? Verse 6, without faith, you can never make God happy. Even if you hear the words and you don't believe them and obey them, you never make God happy. It's only the only thing that pleases God. And it's interesting. We the young people should be very happy with that because of our problems and our things. You get what I'm saying? It's like, he didn't say that, without holiness or without, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered God a more sacrifice, excellent sacrifice. And he mentions everybody, what everybody did by faith. Everybody did something by faith. By faith, Abel was very powerful with sacrifice. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was powerful. Invisible power was working in his life. Isn't it? Verse 6. Without faith, you can never make God happy. Even if you hear the words and you don't believe them and obey them, you never make God happy. It's only the only thing that pleases God. And it's interesting. We the young people should be very happy with that because of our problems and our things. You get what I'm saying? It's like, he didn't say that, without holiness or without lust freeness. You get it? It's impossible to please him. That without. Tell the nearest young person, Charlie, look, we can join this list because, I mean, based on what we are hearing, we are joining this list. We are joining. Tell somebody, I'm joining the list. I'm joining the list. Yes. Is it fantastic? Is it amazing? Is it supernatural? Those at the back are not experiencing the same experience that we are experiencing in the front. Where are those in second lab? Where are those in second lab? We are experiencing in the front. Where are those in second lab? Where are those in second lab? Here, this one. Bring the water. Somebody has been identified. I need some water. I hear this girl is in second lab. Anybody else? Third lab. Fourth lab. At the back. Pray that the person standing by you does not betray you. All right. Sit down. Is it not interesting that God says, remember your creator in the days of your youth. Not remember your creator in the days of your retirement. I mean, this is what some Ghanaians do. They go, they will tell their wives, look, marry this German man, say that you are my sister, and then so that the business will come, and then you get a German passport, then you marry me again, then I marry you, and then I come. Yeah. That's Abraham. That's what Abraham was into, this type of thing. He was trying to get access to certain nations. When he goes there, immigration is the same immigration problems. Arrangements. Yeah, for the green card. Foreign passports. And then the wilder people are coming. Moses them wanted for murder. Moses was wanted for murder in Egypt. He was a refugee, an asylum seeker. So by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer faith and power. And you'll also be called a man of faith and power. A person who believes. Amen. You are joining. Stephen was a young guy. Yeah, he was a young guy. All the disciples, when Jesus died, they were all under 30. Yeah, they were all under 30. Some were teenagers. John was a teenager. And this Stephen was somebody who was being trained by Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all those guys. So he was even junior to the men. And he was a key person they were hoping would take over after Peter them's go. And he was full of faith and power. So Charlie, if you join the list of homosexuals, just a list of adulterers, fornicators. God forbid. I don't think it's a good list for you. Hebrews 4:11. Hebrews 4:11. He therefore that ministereth the Spirit to you and worketh miracles amongst you. How does he do it? How does he that is powerful and anointed, a person who is powerful and anointed, how does he do it? How do powerful people do the powerful things they are doing? Have you seen the scripture? He that is, and you are going to be called he that ministereth the Spirit. He that works miracles. How do people do these things? How was this campus built? Yeah. You see, that's the scripture that he that ministereth the Spirit. Yeah. You see, that's the scripture that he that ministereth the Spirit and works miracles, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He does it by the hearing of faith. That's how people do great things. If you look at that chapter 3, verse 2, it says, I want to only find out something from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law? That's by keeping certain rules or by the hearing of faith. How do you receive things? Okay, after receiving, now you are going to be a minister. How do you minister? That is in verse 5. Galatians 3 verse 5. He that ministers, like you see that guy who is ministering. How come you have not become a minister? How come you are not ministering these same things? So he's asking the question that, so you are not ministering at this level. Why are you not ministering at this level? So he says, he that ministers to you, the guy that's ministering to you, he ministers the Spirit, then he works miracles amongst you, like normally in your midst. Does he do it by the works of the law, which is not wearing cotton and silk, not doing this, not coming to the church when you are in your period, not wearing slippers to church, not doing this? I mean, is that what he does? Or he is doing these things by faith, the hearing that he's been hearing things that make him have faith. So God is showing you how a mighty person is a mighty person. Is that he's somebody who hears and has faith. Yes. Into ministry. Yes. This scripture alone elevates you into ministry. So there is no need to back away from ministry saying, I haven't seen a vision of Jesus. Me too, I haven't seen. I haven't been to heaven before. Me too, I haven't been. All these things you just look, check with your neighbor. Have you been to heaven before? Have you seen to heaven before? Have you seen angels before? Have you anything to come with wings? Have you seen an angel with wings? Flying. Have you seen one before? Have you seen Apostle Peter before? James, John? So the one that is ministering, how does he do it? Is it by visions that he has seen, by experiences where Jesus appeared, poured oil on his head? How does he do it? Look at Galatians 3 verse 5. He that ministereth to you the Spirit. Like when he ministers, the Spirit is wildly moving. And the one that works miracles amongst you. How does he do it? He doesn't do it in a faraway country. In your midst. How does he do it? By the hearing of faith.
Teaching.
Wow. Is it amazing? Or is it faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, invisible force. Yes. So the one you see ministry amongst you, he's operating with that force behind him. But he's not just doing things. He's doing things based on a belief. A belief. A belief. Yes. These are holy hills. You know, this equipment. A lot of missionary blood is here. This missionary blood mountains. Yes, a lot of missionaries. Swiss, German. If you just go down 10 minutes, you see a cemetery with the names of young men from Switzerland who died. Even places are supernatural. My house where I lived, where I grew up, was called Missionary Street. Yes, missionary something. Mission something. Yeah. And these mountains, see, missions, they are holy hills, blood mountains. Yeah. You have to believe things. Yes. You have to believe things. And before you realize you are ministering, people will be asking, so this guy. One day somebody said that, I don't know whether it's myself or whether I have gone to bury some cows and the cows turn into worms and the worms are my members. Like that's how I come and have a lot of members. The first time I got a cow was the ones that you saw in the school, and those cows have been eaten. Some of the people here ate some of the cows. You see, people have a feeling that there is some other source of power. There's other some source of power somewhere to do things. So they make up stories according to their imaginations. Yes, they don't believe. But like Paul is saying, he that ministers the Spirit, he that works miracles amongst. I like that. The part I like about that verse is amongst you. Like he's not a visitor from far, but amongst you. He's doing great things amongst you. Doeth he it by the works of the Lord, by the hearing of faith. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. And go back to your seat. Now, how many have ever asked somebody, so Charlie, how do you do this? And then the person says, it's by grace. Oh. It's by what? Grace. What does grace mean? Undeserved help, undeserved favor. That's the meaning of grace. Like some undeserved power is working. Like you're a bad person, but powers are helping you. Now, faith is actually the grace of God working. You know why? Because like it's like a kind of like the easiest thing to possibly do. To get big help. You know, when you think of how bad you've been, and then like an undeserved power starts to work behind you. Faith is grace, and grace is faith. Romans 4:16. Kama shata pa la. Therefore, It is of faith that it might be by grace. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Yes. You see, it is of faith. It is being done by faith so that it will be by grace. Because think about it, in Alaska you can be saved. In Timbuktu you can be saved. Botswana you can be saved. South Africa you can be saved. Nigeria you can be saved. Everywhere where there's no money, there's nothing. There is nothing important, nothing powerful, nothing great, no important anything. That place to people are being saved. So it is of faith that it might be by grace, that you don't need to be anything or have anything. You see, it can work. So that's when people ask, say, how are you doing so? By grace. Oh. By grace. Oh. But the grace is actually your faith. Yes. Your faith is like, so what do you do to be saved? Like almost nothing. You know, when I met this man from Liberia who used to be a murderer, killing children and eating their hearts. I've not seen that film before, Liberia, Healing Jesus. I met him. You know, when we met him, one pastor was telling me that when the man sat in his chair and told him the story of the things he has been done, he wanted to clean the chairs in his office for where the guy was sitting. But you see, you see such a person to come to heaven and be with everybody else. Before you realize, he's a king in heaven. Because he believes in God and believes in Jesus. Faith. So therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. So a person may go to heaven being a virgin and wearing glasses. I mean, can you imagine that combination? Yes, a glasses wearing virgin. And a murderer is coming and he's become a king. And you are with your glasses, not even at a major place. You're in a kiosk. Heavenly kiosk. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. That's why it is by faith. Because when you believe, you stand there. So you've done all the things you've done. Then now you just change your belief. Yeah. Think of what you've done. And now you've changed your belief. And suddenly it's like, yes, you are excellent. Hey. It's quite an advancement. Is that all? Nothing to do. Yeah, just I've changed my belief. And based on my change of what I'm thinking, I was like, yes, come and be a king. Yeah. So, faith is an unstoppable. You see, that's why this murderer has entered into the heavenly team. You can't stop him. Yes. One person, when he heard his testimony, said, this guy is misusing the blood of Jesus. Like, the blood of Jesus is misused for it to be applied to this guy. It is too. Another person said that too much of the blood of Jesus will be used on this person. If you use too many milliliters of blood to cleanse this guy. Virgins in glasses are coming and are not able to get to the same level. Is it not amazing? So faith is grace. That's why you must be a believer in wild things. Don't be stopped at all. You can't be stopped when you have faith. You can't be stopped. Yeah. You know, when I was in school, I had a friend who was a serial fornicator. Yes. But he had more faith than all of us. He had more faith. And he had more answers to his prayer than all of us. Virgins in glasses and without glasses were moving around. But he had faith. Yes. I mean, he demonstrated his faith to me many times. He said, I'll show you. I'll pray and it will happen now. I'll speak, it will happen now. Ketashupala. And he was a serial fornicant. Not minimally bad. Like he was like the hunting type. Full of faith. That it might be by grace. He confused me when I was a young Christian. I didn't understand how does such a person have such power. No, I'm not joking. I said no. Well, virgins in glasses are not getting anything. Many times, because he was a good friend, many times I said, I'll show you. I said, how? He said, I'll show you. So I said, how are we going to go from here? He said, wait, I'll get a driver just now. I'll get a car just now. I'll get a driver. You'll get a car just now. And he'll stand by those. I declare, a car has come for me now. He tells, I'll show you. I'll show you. Watch me. I'll get a car now for us to take. Watch and learn. He'll declare with a very brief prayer or word. Then he'll just stand and stop the next air-conditioned car. Those days, air-conditioned cars were rare. He just stopped the car. And not a taxi. And when he stops, he'll tell the person, we are going here. The person said, get in. And when the car has two people, he always used to say, I'm getting a car with a driver and a bodyguard. Private cars. He just said, take us here. No payment, no money. He doesn't have money. It's a man of faith. Virgins with glasses and sunglasses. It's of faith that it might be by grace. So you'll be surprised that sometimes people who have been bad, they have more faith. The righteous people who have, I obey this rule, I obey this rule, I obey this rule, I obey, I've not done this before, I've not done this before, I do this, I don't do this, I've done this. They have their faith in those things they've done and they haven't done. That's sort of what they believe in more, the things they've done or the things they haven't done. And that's why it says in Galatians 3:5 that he that ministereth the Spirit and works miracles, does he do it by the works? It's not about what you've done or what you've not done. So rise up and believe the things you are hearing and act on the things you are hearing and walk in the things you are hearing. And power, unstoppable forces will start working in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit down. Faith is an unstoppable force. Number three, because it will suspend the laws of nature in your life. Ka shi to sha palava. Faith is an unstoppable force because faith will suspend the laws of nature in your life. Yes. When nature is pulling you down, your faith and faith in God will suspend all the nature and natural powers. Matthew 8:24. And behold, let's read 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. You must be careful when you are following a man of faith. Because what may quench you may not quench him. And when he was entered into his ship, his disciples followed him. Wow. Verse 24. And behold, there arose a great tempest, a hurricane. Now, when you talk about a hurricane, you have to experience certain winds. You'll be surprised what the wind can do. It can lift you up and push you. Containers. Now, verse 24. Insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. You see, sweeping is in this camp has come up again. Following Jesus has brought the importance of swimming again. The ship was covered with waves. But Jesus was asleep. You see, when you don't know how to swim, you'll be terrified. Yes. Next verse. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. This one there, we are today there, we are dying. We don't know how to swim and we are going in. Next verse. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Now, faith is an unstoppable, invisible, supernatural force that works with people. So he stood up and he rebuked the winds, nature, and the sea. And there was a great calm. There will be a great calm in every storm in your life. Nature was held in check when it was trying to destroy him. Next verse. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Nature. Wow. Nature. The next verse. Right, and he came to the other side. Wherever you are going, you will get there. Amen. Now sit down and listen. When you are a young person, the nature that is working against you to destroy you is your sexual nature. That's the wind that is blowing you towards a boy, or blowing you towards a girl, or blowing a girl towards a girl, and a boy towards a boy. Hey! The wind is blowing you. The sea is trying to drown you. You are trying to be drowned by the love of boys. and the love of girls. True or not true? Because you are not a fisherman and you are not going fishing. But you are a fisher of men, a soul winner. A soul winner. A soul winner. And something is trying to drown a soul winner. How many have sent certain sexy winds are blowing you? Sexy winds, pornographical winds, masturbational winds are blowing you like this, trying to drown you. Now, so this is now where you need faith. Faith is an invisible power. You have to stand and declare, I am not a homosexual. Cannot be. Cannot be. Cannot be. Immediately you ask, where is my lunch? I need my food. I'm not a homosexual. When the pornography is trying to come to your phone, you declare, cannot be possible. Cannot be. I dry all powers, sexual powers. I say go. Look, Jesus stood up and rebuked the wind. Yes. You know, if you don't use faith for everything, we walk, we live. So these sexual things, you use faith for living in this world. If you like, don't use faith. Anything you rebuke, it is it. When Jesus went to the wind was trying to make the tree. He went to the tree. And then, oh, there was no. Then the disciples. Oh, sorry, Jesus. That were last, like he was going to pluck. So the tree was mocking him. And he cursed it. He cursed it. You cursed the pornography. He said, I cursed this pornography in my life. I cursed it. I cursed it. Now, if your anus has been tampered with and has brought certain desires and certain tendencies, for a man to even have that interest to go and look at male pornography or homosexual pornography, even that idea, you curse it. Say, I curse this demonic desire. Yes. And you watch and see. As you speak it, an invisible power comes into your life. And then natural, you see, there are some things. Shh. When I say nature, you see, when you've tasted something, like those who like contemporary, you tasted it before. So you like it. That's if you know what is contemporary. If you've eaten bangkun and what is it? Okra soup or stew or whatever. Yes. We are not here to develop tastes of bangkun or whatever. So don't shout. When you hear that food, don't shout. But your tastes have been developed. When you hear pap or whatever, your food in Botswana, what do you call it? Palichi. Palichi. When you say palichi, I don't know. If you give me palichi, I don't like it. Because I have not tasted it. So nature has not been activated in me. Yes. Nature is such that what you learn how to eat, that is what you... Nature, that's God made it. That's why people who don't use sugar, they like it. People who don't take sugar at all, they like it. They learn how to taste it. That's why beer is bitter. And those who, when you start to learn, you learn the taste. Alcohol is very difficult. Huh? It becomes part of your... Nature is activated. Winds are brought up. When you start having sex, you use sex. Or you know a man, you are a girl, you know a man. When you see a man walking, you start to walk, then realize that, yes, I shouldn't walk there. Yes. Some things have been activated, and you have learned how to taste it. Yes. Nature has been stirred up. So that's what happened. The wind had been stirred up and was trying to drown Jesus when he was on his mission. Was trying to prevent him from being a preacher. This is only Matthew 8. He was going all the way up to 28. He had 20 more chapters of his life. He was only on the 8th chapter when a wind was trying to drown him. You'll never be drowned before you finish your mission. When you have learned how to fornicate, it's like you now see girls, you know how to wrap them and have sex at strange places. Sex over here, sex over there, sex over there, sex over here. What? Shh. Because somebody will be passing by a tree. It will not occur to him that this tree, we can use it to have sex. But in your case, because you have had sex on a tree, you are seeing a tree as a potential place. Are you a monkey? Quiet. Listen carefully. Nature, when you are a young person, if you don't take care, you never... You see, Jesus would have ended his ministry by Matthew chapter 8. This was Matthew chapter 8, verse 24. Jesus' ministry would have ended. It's Matthew 28, 19 was when Jesus was now saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So he has, 20 chapters more of his life. And nature, nothing else but nature, was trying to wipe him out. The natural desire of a girl for boys and the natural desire of a boy for girls, it will never wipe you out anymore in Jesus' name. So your faith must rise. Don't leave faith out. Look, one day I was playing golf. When I play, I cannot play. When I play, and the Bishop Eddie will be playing perfectly, the ball will go like, shh. So one day, it just occurred to me that, no, we the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. So I should apply faith even in the game that I'm playing. Yes. Yes. And I started to speak. I said, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this thing. And gradually, the power of God started to come into the world. Gradually, power of God started to come. Gradually, an invisible, unstoppable power, supernatural power. Don't live any part of your life without faith. Yes, and especially these things. When it comes to sexualities, don't live it. When it comes to boys and girls, don't, because it's the main characteristic of your life as a young person. Oh yeah. This is the era of feelings. Yeah. This is the era of feelings. But you see, Ida was singing the song. She said, remember your creator before desires fail. Because a time will come when you see a girl, she'll look like a pillar to you. Ah. She look like some iron rods to you. It's coming. You watch and see. You can't even believe it. Yes. So now that the storms are coming like that, shh, shh, and then you are your boat of ministry and it's shaking like this. It's like you are no more stable. When you even want to pretend your Bible. Have faith and declare, I'll marry the right person in Jesus' name. You declare, I'll marry in time in the name of Jesus. So you see that you may hear a message, marry now. Yeah. Because God told me at a point, marry. Marry. I realized that I should obey that one. Yes. It saved me from fornicating. Yes. By faith. I stopped it. It was coming. It was coming. I said, no. By faith. Then the Lord gave me a dream. Ace. And I saw a message in the dream. Do this. And I walked that way. And he saved my life. Your life will be saved in the name of Jesus. Those who feel they are so, you will not use faith for this area of your life. You don't understand. You look at your phone. Delete all bad things, shortcuts, hidden. Some of you have search ending in a private hidden searches. That if somebody takes your phone, cannot see what you are searching for. But you are searching, it is there. It is, I delete it, I curse it out of your phone in the name of Jesus. Shh. There are some boys here, you've met a strange woman. And you can sense that she's pulling you down. Please don't pull me back. You met a boy, he's pulling you back, he's taking you back. You're going back. You're going back. You are going back. You are going back. You are going back. You are going back. Declare, you say, Simon, Simon, you cannot take me back in the name of Jesus. Because girls, they fall in love. They become like spaghetti before it is. Have you seen spaghetti when they boil it and become logoligi? You see, a girl is like spaghetti before she meets a boy. When she meets a boy, then she has been boiled and it has become a logoligi. And she becomes very soft and like this. True or not true? Sometimes you wonder, can't you stand straight? But you declare, just like Jesus did. He said, hey, you want to drown me? I command you, get thee behind me, Satan. I block you. I curse you. The tree was trying to make fun of him. For them to laugh at you that you are falling. How many can sense that something wants to bring shame to you? You will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Go out of this camp meeting. Don't leave any area. If you masturbate 3 times a day, declare me, you just, when you are alone, just look in the mirror and say, me, I'm not a masturbator. Then when your hand is about to go there, you just say, in the name of Jesus. You just say, these are holy hands. These are holy hands. These are holy hands. These are holy hands. Come on, where's my food? I'm going to eat. Where's my food? I'm going to eat. And you just move out and say, look, Charlie, I can't use my hand for all these things. These are holy hands. Look at your hand and talk to your hand. Say, you are holy hands. You are holy hands. You are holy hands. Holy hands. Holy hands. Holy hands. Yes. If you are married and another girl is looking more beautiful than your wife, just look at her in the spirit and say, you have no power over me. No power. Your powers are finished. Your powers are finished. When you get a call, hi baby, just put the phone aside and say, in the name of Jesus, your powers are finished. Then after you say, yes, can I help you? Pardon? Listen, call me back, please. Call me back later. Then you change. You have power to change the name to don't answer one. Don't answer two. Don't answer three. Don't answer four. Don't answer five. Don't answer six. Don't answer seven. Don't answer eight. Don't answer nine. Don't answer ten. Don't answer eleven. Don't answer one. Don't answer two. Don't answer three. Don't answer four. Don't answer five. Don't answer six. Don't answer seven. Don't answer eight. Don't answer nine. Don't answer ten. Hallelujah. But when you don't have faith, you'll be saying, no, I will not get anybody again. When I change Brother Ziggy Liggy's name, and I change from Ziggy Liggy to Don't Answer One. Then when I change Bobby Zoo's name to Don't Answer Two. Then when I change Jimmy Two. When I change his name to Don't Answer Three, nobody will call me again. But suddenly you remember, you are a man of faith and power. You are a sister of faith and power. So you change Ziggy Liggy. I change your name from today to Don't Answer One. Don't Answer Two. Don't Answer Three. Don't Answer Four. Don't Answer Five. Don't Answer Six. Don't Answer Seven. Don't Answer Eight. Don't Answer Nine. Don't Answer Ten. See that more than 14 boys will now be calling you good Christian brothers who wear glasses. Good Christian brothers who are wearing glasses will be calling you and say, hello sister, will you be at church tonight? And so, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, okay. I tell you, then you say, okay, I'm going to wait on the Lord at the prayer gardens. So I'll not be there today, but I'll see you on Sunday. Well, then he'll ask you, will you come on Sunday? Then you say, yeah, I'll be there on Sunday. So he'll also say, a good brother who wears glasses, so he will say, I'll be there the whole day. So whichever time you are there, I'll by all means see you. Meanwhile, Ziggy Liggy is drunk. Jimmy Doo is high. Bob Ziggiza is crazy, about to go mad. You don't need all these people in your life. Don't answer one. Don't answer two.
Don't answer three. Don't answer four. Don't answer five. Don't answer six. Don't answer seven. Don't answer eight. Don't answer nine. Don't answer ten.
Your faith is working like magic. Go and sit down. All forces of nature are suspended by the force of faith and power. Sit down. Daniel chapter 6. Faith is an unstoppable force because it can stop inevitable destruction. Inevitable destruction. Your faith can stop inevitable destruction. Kashito Shapa. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Ka. So, Tamika. Ten. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed. Verse 11. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed the decree that every man shall ask a petition of God, any god or man, within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? And the king said, yeah, that's what I said. And the king answered, Daniel, that man Daniel, he has been praying to another god 3 times a day. We have a video. Verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then the men assembled to the king and said, know, O king, that the law of Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. Verse 16. Then the king commanded. Hallelujah. Huh? He commanded that they brought Daniel. Amen. He brought Daniel. What verse is that? And said to Daniel, cast him into the den of lions. And the king spake and said to Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continuously, he will deliver you. We have lions who have not eaten. You will be a snack for the lions. Continue. What verse is that? 17. And a stone was brought so that Daniel could not escape. And it was sealed. Verse 18. Inevitable destruction. Sure death. Faith is an unstoppable force. Unstoppable force. And the king went into his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep. He was imagining how the lions was eating the. But you see, Daniel, he wasn't so fat, so mostly bones. Hey, and you know, lions, you know, they start from the soft part. When they get an antelope, they bite the stomach. I told that I wonder that is there not? I mean, there's not much meat there. They go for the soft and tear open. So he was thinking of how Daniel's stomach was being torn open by the lions, and the lion's tooth is like this, and they are very strong. You know, when you see a lion taking down a buffalo can be as long as from here to there. You see, very long. When you see, it's not a cow. It's like very long, big. They can bring them down. Very strong. When a leper sees, they run away. So the night, Daniel's, the king couldn't sleep. verse 19. And the king arose early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. Verse 20. And he came to the den and he cried with a lamentable voice. I know I'm not getting any answer. Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, "Oh, Daniel." He even started speaking in tongues. Mala kusha, mala mala. Is thy God whom thou servest continually able? Is he able? Is he able? Is there any power? Is there any power to deliver you from lions? Verse 21. An unstoppable, invisible, supernatural power. Then Daniel said to the king, okay, with a very strong voice in the morning. Okay, hi, king. Hi, king, I'm here, you know, I'm still around, I'm still around. I'm sure you are surprised to hear from me, I'm here. Hey. Morning, sir, morning, sir. Oh, everything is okay, don't worry. Because the king's voice was trembling. Verse 22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt you. You will not be hurt in Jesus' name. Everybody may die in the bus except you. They have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found, and also before the king, have I done this. Now notice verse 23. That's a key verse. Now, the king was exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found on him. Why? Because he believed in his God. He believed in his God. Faith. He believed in his God. Faith will stop and halt all impending death and impending destruction in your life. Unstoppable force. Invisible power. Supernatural force is stopping the works of the devil in your life. It may seem that you are down. You see, Hebrews 11, verse 30 and so on, it says that by faith, they stop the mouths of lions. Yes, by faith. By faith. Verse 30. They stop the mouths of lions by faith. Quench the violence of fire. 32. What shall I more say? Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. You see, he did not die because he believed in his God. There was some extra power around him. He stopped the mouths of lions. Faith is wild, though. You see that the people who say they will not die, they are the ones who don't die. And those who say, I'm dying, I'm tired, I'm dying, those, they die. And those who say, I'm not tired, I will not die, I'm not dying now. I'm crossing 70 with ease. I'm crossing 80. Receive supernatural blockage of all wickedness that is determined. I mean, inescapable, ultimate, that there may be a plane crash, but you will be in the plane. Everybody will die, but you see that you walk out like this. One day, Benny Hinn, you know, he said he was in a plane, and the pilot announced that the petrol in the plane is finished. And they were in the middle of the air. Yes. and the plane started to come down. I don't know how many they were. I think they were, it was a private jet. I think they were about, I don't know, maybe five. I don't think they were even six or so people, 10 people, I don't know. He described it one day he was preaching. He said, God told a lady, woke up, pray for Benny. The plane started to come down. And he said that the plane crashed into a field. Yeah. When the plane crashed and finally came to a halt, he just came out of the plane, started running in the field. Yeah. Then he came back to the plane. The pilot's eyes have come out. This one, his wife was with him. His wife was hurt, cut, whatever. He survived. He said he was running in the field. So he said, "Ish, you are escaping all sure death in your life. It looks like surely you will die, but you will not die in the name of Jesus. Believe all, you see, there is death all around. Yeah, there's death all around. If you are in this world, there's death everywhere. Death not only for the old, but death at all levels. And your faith must be activated.
Amen.
You must block all types of death.
Amen.
All impending dooms, impending disasters. Sure death so through lions. He says, because he believed in his God, death could not take him. You never die before your death.
Amen.
Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, invisible power. How many are believing that faith is a wild force? That's why it started by saying, he that ministers, he that ministers the Spirit and works miracles. How does he do it? The miracle of life. The miracle of staying alive. The miracle of living on and on and on. The miracle of escaping. How does he do it? He says, by the works of the Lord, like by what he has done or he hasn't done. No, but by the hearing of faith. Sit down. Ta, sha, ta, ma, la, ba. Beautiful. Is it amazing? Is it fantastic? Is it supernatural? Beautiful. Faith is an unstoppable force because it will exempt you when everyone else is taken. You'll be exempted. Say exemption. Say exemption. Amen. Shama sumula tamade perebe tabana. Say, I am exempted from that bad news. Yes. Every evil in a bus, you are exempted. Every evil in a plane, you are exempted. Every evil in a car, you are exempted. Sit down. It's the power of exemption. Faith is the power of exemption. Faith brings exemption. Now, Hebrews 11. I'm showing you exemption. How many want to be exempted from certain things when they are coming? Everybody is going this way. Everybody is going to have this bad. Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So you must grow in believing in things that are not seen. Verse 2. By faith, elders will get a good report as Christians. Number three, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So you frame your world. Your world is created by the words you are speaking. So when you say, I'm tired, I don't want, I don't like, I don't feel, I don't happy, I need me time, I don't feel like talking, I don't this, I don't want to be happy, I don't want that. You are framing your world by faith. Because the world we see was framed by the word of God. Jeremiah 10:12. Beautiful. He has made the earth by his power. So the power is the words that are being spoken. The power is the faith that is being released. It's an unstoppable power that is working in your life. Hebrews 11 verse 4. Watch it. I'm talking about exemption. Shkalamasa. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. So you are able to serve God and do great things. People will be wondering, so how were you able to give up your job? So how were you able to go to this country? So how were you able to... You say, you just even laugh. I don't even understand what you're asking me. How was I able to? How was I able to? I'm doing it, but I believe it's not. His commandments are not grievous. It's not difficult to obey God because he always gives you his little steps. His little steps. Sometimes somebody's taking a step up there, but your step is a little step. Next one. His commandments, it's not difficult to serve God. It's always in small steps. This building was not built tomorrow, Friday, then... Even the trusses, it took 1 year to make it. Just the trusses that they were making it on the ground here. It took them 1 year. They were forming it. Somebody would join this one. They were piece by piece. And it came together. Yeah. 1 year, they do only the trusses. So it's not difficult. But it's only in steps. Exemption. Watch it. Watch it. Verse 5. By faith. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It's appointed to man once to die. Everybody is dying. But he was exempted from death. He was exempted from funerals. He was exempted from the grave. Hey! It's appointed. Everybody dies. But by faith, Enoch was walking like this. Taram, 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 taram. See you later, alligator. And he was gone. You'll be exempted in the name of Jesus. Yes. So when all the young people are falling into bad things, you see that you'll be exempted. Because your faith, your obedience, faith is obedience. Obedience is faith. Your faith will cause you to be exempted. Yes. Where everybody's becoming dry from a certain age. All the women are developing bad attitudes.
Come on.
The attitude is getting gray hairs.
Come on.
Your attitude will become fresh. You will even be getting a beloved in your 50s. Kashatava. Exemption. Hey, look at Enoch. Tell it, Enoch was wild though. By faith, he was translated that he should not see death. Meanwhile, it is appointed unto man once to die. It's an appointment for all men. But by faith, somebody was exempted. He was exempted. He was exempted. Maybe they say, all Botswana should be this. All Nigerians like this. All Ghanaians like this. All South Africans like this. All Americans like this. All English like this. All this like this. You are exempted by your faith. Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, invisible power. And they say all the churches here don't grow. All the shepherds don't work. In this country, all this doesn't work. Yeah, there's no money. All the people don't have money. Everybody here is poor. Faith will make you to be exempted from all those things. Shamalota Yabah. Le makata basipatala, le potake bolaba, matabela mashaba, le torabali baba, mitana makapala, matake polaba, le lomotala bala, le lomashapala baba. How many are amazed at the power of exemption? Exemption, exemption. This must be one of your favorite ones because, you know, people like saying all those who are this, and everybody who comes from here is like this, and all those who this and this are that, and all girls who are this and this are that, and all boys this and that are that. You are exempted by the power of faith. Sit down. Wow. Amazing. Charlie, clap for Enoch. I think Enoch, amen. Enoch is like Charlie. Enoch is not a small person, though. Say all girls who this and all this who this, all those who are 20 whatever they cannot get they, all those who are and all this and all the you just be saying I'm exempted. I'm exempted. They'll be saying that all young men who are pastors, they will fall into the hands of the girls. I'm exempted in the name of Jesus. I'm exempted. Just say, I'm exempted. Yes. I'm exempted. And they say, all this, I'm exempted. Shabbasato. Sit down. Faith is an unstoppable number six. Faith is an unstoppable power because it can stop approaching curses. Yes. So Jonah arose. Jonah chapter 3 verse 3. Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And he cried, verse 4, and said, 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. In 40 days, a curse is coming. In 40 days' time, Nineveh shall be overthrown. This is an approaching curse. They've given you a timeline. 6 weeks' time. 40 days, 39 days, 38 days, 7 days. Huh? Somebody has a dream about you and says that I saw that this. You see, you have to know how to declare. It can never be. Where is my lunch? As soon as you say those things, you ask for your lunch, your food, I mean something. Ask for some. Can I have my lunch? Can I have my breakfast? Can I have my day? It can never be. Just block it. Block it. Because it's an imagination, and imaginations are powerful. It says the casting down imagination. Somebody has thought about it. Yes, imaginations have power. That's why we cast down imaginations and hide things. Yes. So when somebody has even thought of something or has even dreamt of it, it has a certain power. That you don't have to just say, oh, let them think whatever they are thinking. No. You rise up and you say, I block it. Where is my lunch? I block it. Where is my lunch? Yes. Yes. I block it. Give me my breakfast. I need my Tom Brown. I block it. It cannot be. You say it can never be. It cannot happen. That's all. In Jesus' name. Where's my breakfast? I need my Tom Brown. I need my toast. I need my tea. Come on. It cannot happen. Where's the sugar? Where's the sugar? Tell your neighbor, it cannot happen. Where's my sugar? Where's the milk? I need to have my tea. I need my Milo. Where's my banku? Where's my fufu? Look at Jonah. Look at Jonah. Is faith exciting? It's very exciting. Yeah. 14 days is coming. Something is coming. I predict over you something is coming. Hey! I've had a dream that this. You say in the name of Jesus, I return it to sender. Where's my breakfast? If you hear it in the morning, you ask for breakfast. If you hear it in the lunch, you ask for lunch. If it's in the evening, you ask for dinner. Where's my dinner? I saw a dream that you were dead. It cannot happen in the name of Jesus. Where's my breakfast? I need my breakfast. Eggs, I need some eggs. Fry the eggs. Hurry up with the eggs. Where's the watch? I need my watch now. Kemashita labaya baba. Jonah chapter 3, look at it. It said 40 days. This was going to happen. Then look at what happened in verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed God. Yes. The people of Nineveh believed God. You see, they became people of faith. And they put on sackcloth. You see, an action that the only explanation can be your faith. Remember, I told you that faith is you do something that the only explanation that why are you wearing sackcloth this afternoon? You are not wearing your t-shirt. You are wearing this. It's what you believe that's making you wear what you are wearing. Nothing else but your belief. So they believe God. Yes. Put the verse back there. They believe God. Verse 6. For the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe before him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. He sat in the ashes. And he caused to be proclaimed and declared, said, nobody should eat even the animals. Look, this is the only in the world where animals, children, everybody fasted. Cows were fasting. When our cows come back here, when we declare a fast, all the cows will fast as well. But we have seen it in the Bible that animals too can fast. They don't have to eat every day. Our faith. It's a faith campus. Continue reading the scripture. Beautiful. Verse 9. Continue, please. Who can tell if God will turn away? Verse 10. And God saw their works, or he saw their faith. Faith, I show you my faith by my works. He saw their works. Yes, he saw their works. They believed God, and God saw their works. He didn't say see their belief. He said he saw their works. You are going out of this place a man of faith. Faith is an unstoppable, supernatural, invisible power. He that ministereth, he that worketh miracles, how does he do it? Shalama, shalama. Sit down.